Hello, welcome to the podcast. Today our lore master is Isaac.
Hello.
And today we're doing The Shrek is Real.
So this is a YouTube video on the channel Mark Colom.
Like Colom? Something like that. Yeah, I mean, so The Shrek is Real is a video put up on Mark Colom. As far as we know, there's not really any further explanation for, you know, why this video was made and who this person is.
So that's what we're going to be doing today. We're going to be discussing our interpretation of it, sort of a creation that we have made from this video.
Yeah. Yeah, we are specifically our lore master, Isaac, is, with my assistance, is going to be creating the lore, the background story, explanation for this video. You know, why the world is the way it is and who the entities are in it and what their purpose is. Things like that. So I think we should start off with how, like, what is this video in relation to the Shrek movies? Because I know that inside of the in the video, he has a line where he says, "The donkey is not the cute, cuddly friend from the movies we all know and love." So, I mean, so what is the movies? How does this relate to The Shrek is Real?
So this video takes place in our universe.
Okay.
And so in our universe, our world, Shrek is just a movie. It's a fictional animated film. But then as he says, the Shrek is real. But the movie...
So the movies exist. So this isn't some sort of alternate universe where the Shrek movies never existed kind of thing.
Correct.
Cool. Because I know in some works of fiction, like I know in The Walking Dead, like the concept of zombies was never really a thing, like in popular culture. So people don't really know what a zombie is, despite them existing in their universe.
Right.
So in this, the Shrek movie is real.
Yes.
And so is the Shrek.
Yes. So, okay. We'll go into more detail on this later, but the Shrek movie was essentially made... the Shrek had it created to portray him as being sort of friendly to some extent, to get people to believe that he is not evil, which he in fact is.
Okay. But the Shrek being real, though, isn't common knowledge. I think that's kind of how he implies when he says the Shrek is real. It's like he's telling people, yes, Shrek is an actual thing. So that does seem kind of weird that he would create a movie if people don't even know he exists.
Well, oh man, I haven't thought about this.
Sorry, did I punch a hole in your theory?
I need to think about this.
Well, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to make sure that you're...
Keep me on my toes.
Sound. Yeah. I'm here to mess you up.
Okay, so let me think about this. I think the Shrek is getting ready to make some kind of public appearance.
Okay.
He wants to make himself known to the world because he has plans to overtake it, essentially.
Okay.
So he wants people to think that he's good. You know, he's using tactics similar to what companies like Google and Facebook are doing, where they get into your life, make you think that they're good, but they're really taking over. So the Shrek is trying to... He's getting ready to make a public appearance, use these movies to make it seem like he's a nice, to some extent, creature, so that people accept him into society, and then...
Okay.
Let him build himself up to something more dangerous.
Okay. Yeah, that does make sense. Because, if he just kind of, like, showed up one day and people have no concept of, like, this being called Shrek, who's this green ogre, yeah, people are definitely going to freak out and have an adverse reaction. But yeah, it'd be like, what? Like, if that happened in today's life, it'd be like, this is freaking crazy. Shrek is real? So, yeah. That is an interesting method.
Yeah. So it's partly to expose the public to the idea of Shrek existing, and then also to paint him in a false light.
Okay. So then the Shrek does clearly have malicious motives. Like you said he wants to take over the world.
Essentially, yeah.
Okay. Is he hoping to, like, is it going to be, like, a destructive kind of thing, or is he, like, wanting to, like, just become, like, some authoritarian, like, ruler or something, like, enslave people or something like that?
I think
or...
he's looking more to enslave people to become some kind of leader over humans.
Okay. Do we have any knowledge as to, like, what's his motivation for doing this? Is he just a power-hungry individual, or is there some sort of, like, something going on with his nature? Like, why is he here? What is his deal?
Well, we don't really know how he came to be or where he's from, but it wouldn't be surprising if he believes that he is superior to humans and thus has the right to control us.
Mm-hmm. There is only one Shrek as far as we know, correct? Like, there's not a whole race of these things living underground.
So this is where some of the ambiguity comes from. We don't really know. I guess I can start into the origin story of where Shrek came from.
I think that'd be a good time to do it.
So Shrek is actually many hundreds of years old. There's a story from the 12th century known as the Green Children of Woolpit. Where these two children, a brother and a sister, were found with green skin near the village of Woolpit in Suffolk, England, in the 12th century. And it's unknown where they came from, and there's a lot of speculation. The sister, after she learned to speak English, explained, and I'm quoting this from Wikipedia, "They came from a land where the sun never shone and the light was like twilight." So we don't really know what this means.
Okay, so if the Shrek is somehow related to these children, be it like he's like they are a Shrek like beings or something like that, well, then yeah, that would definitely imply that there's at least two of them, and they came from somewhere that's not normal, be it underground or space or something.
Yeah. So these children, were ogres.
Okay.
But, which is what Shrek is, and Shrek is the name for this specific ogre.
Okay, alright, so Shrek is this individual, it's not the name of them collectively.
Correct. But, as we learned from the story of the Green Children of Woolpit, ogres are not nearly as different from humans as we like to think they are. Mm-hmm. Because the sister of these two children grew up with an English family. She learned to speak English. She got married. We don't know if she had kids, so we don't know if it's possible for ogres and humans to have children necessarily. Mm-hmm. But her green skin pigmentation actually went away after she started living with the English people who found her.
Well, see, that's extremely fascinating, because that's actually, if you remember in the movie Shrek, the character Fiona, who is a princess, who is a human, but then there's a plot twist about halfway through that she's sort of like a were-ogre type thing, like a human that transforms into an ogre, like under the light of the moon. So in the movies there is a female character, a female ogre, whose skin will change color, depending on it, and kind of the ending of the movie was her kind of becoming permanently an ogre so that she could, you know, like be with Shrek and stuff. So that's actually really fascinating. Perhaps the movie could be also trying to warm up to the idea of there being an ogre that could perhaps transform of some sort.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So the content of the Shrek movies, well, the Shrek movie, the ones after the original, we don't need to talk about those. They are not canon. Well, when I say canon, I mean they didn't actually happen. They are just movies that Shrek had created.
Yeah, they're propaganda.
So references like that are intended to help shape public knowledge about ogres, but Fiona does not specifically represent the sister necessarily.
Okay. Yeah, I was just making the connection because it is kind of eerily similar. Like that's right. Definitely that actually is kind of fascinating that like these two real world things do kind of have this bizarro connection.
Yeah, that was definitely intentional when Shrek was having these movies made.
For sure.
So
these, as far as we know, this whole Green Children of Will Pitt, this is the first and is it the only like known kind of story of children with green skin or something like that?
It's the only that I've been able to find. I found some strange medical record on like some U.S. government website about some lady with green skin. I don't know. Ooh. She might be an ogre. Not really any way to know for sure.
Okay. But yeah, so because of that, yeah, so Shrek definitely is not something that people know about. It's definitely, like, despite him being hundreds of years old, at least, he's managed to stay hidden.
Yeah, he's been waiting in hiding for a time where he can make himself public.
Okay.
So, in this story, a British family adopts these children, and the girl, her skin pigmentation goes away eventually, and she learns to speak English, but the boy actually dies shortly after they're adopted. So that boy is actually Shrek himself, and really? He didn't actually die. So
he somehow faked his death, presumably maybe killed another child and painted his skin green or something, who knows?
Yeah, we don't have details on the burial, so there might not have even been a burial, but he staged his own death in some way and got away.
Okay. And so, sorry, remind me what happened to the girl. So she died?
Is that? No, she lived on. She got married. We don't know if she had kids. Well, actually, I can tell you she had kids, but things like Wikipedia and stuff don't list that. I haven't been able to find primary sources on that.
Okay. Is there more context we should talk about Shrek before moving on to the donkey? Or do you think that's enough for now?
Yeah, for now that's... Well, I guess one thing I wanted to bring up is that I already mentioned this, but Shrek is an ogre. When I was first doing my research, I was wondering if maybe Shrek himself wasn't actually an ogre, if he was just a person or something that looks... different, or maybe even doesn't look different, but in the video the Shrek is real, Danny himself describes him as the green ogre, so we do know that his skin is green and that he is an ogre.
Okay, so let's talk about the donkey then. So we'll get into the like what's actually said in the video when we're done with the context here, but the donkey, who is obviously not a normal donkey. As he mentions, he has millions of evil teeth. It's like, is this some sort of creature that... I mean, I perhaps would think that it could either be a donkey that the ogre perhaps corrupted through some form, or is he some sort of other being entirely? Like, what is the donkey?
The donkey is a creature of Earth. He's from a unique species. There isn't a name for it because it's not publicly recorded, but it's a species from Africa that descended thousands or even millions of years ago when early ancestors of humans and donkeys mated together, when those ancestors were much more similar than humans and donkeys are today.
Okay.
So they evolved into something very donkey-like, but with lots of what would become to be human attributes. So the donkey is sort of similar to like a Sasquatch or Bigfoot, where it's one of these creatures with human-like attributes, and there have been sightings of it, but no official records, and it's trying to keep it hidden if he actually exists. So this species is, there isn't just one donkey. It's not just the donkey. Okay. They've been living for generations, but there's always been a very small population that's just been inbreeding, and this creature happens to be very resistant to disease. So that's why it's been able to inbreed and reproduce with only a very small population without being wiped out by plague.
Okay.
So the Shrek saw these donkeys, well, these creatures, as being potentially very useful companions. So he went to Africa where these creatures live and captured one of them for his own. And they're not like good friends or anything. Like in the movies, they Shrek has to keep the donkey locked up and can only let him out on a leash and in specific circumstances. But he only took one because he wanted the species to be able to live on still. He didn't want to end the species there in case something went wrong with the ones that he caught.
Okay, yeah. So do these things live for like a really long time, or has Shrek been breeding his own like flavor of these?
No, they don't live particularly long. He's just been getting them when he needs, because there's a relatively small population. But if he just takes one out every once in a while, then, like, each generation, then it doesn't have too big of an impact on them.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, in the movies, Donkey's name is Donkey. Like, that's the name of the character.
Yeah.
So presumably, the donkey that Danny sees in the woods might not even have a name, or if it does, it's not particularly important.
Correct.
But yeah, Are the donkeys intelligent to a certain degree? At some point, Danny mentions that they were arguing, but that doesn't necessarily mean that Donkey is able to talk. It could be, you know, Donkey was like, you know, you can have an argument with your dog. You know, your dog wants something and you say no.
Yeah. So he's definitely more intelligent than a dog, but it was an encounter more similar to that than it would be to two humans fighting.
So, yeah. Because, yeah, Danny never says anything that Donkey says, so
right.
Presumably it cannot speak.
Yeah, as far as we know, it can't speak English.
Okay, yeah. All right, is there any other context we need to know before we start diving into the actual video?
I don't believe so. I think it just
All right.
builds up from there.
All right, sweet, let's get going then. All right, so the video starts. And so we see Danny, he's standing in the woods. It's just like a simple blank still shot of him talking into the camera. And he says, "My name is Danny. I'm 35 years old. I live outside of Milwaukee. And at September 24th, 2012, I saw the Shrek in these woods." Okay. So So the Shrek being in Milwaukee, do you think that's particularly, like, significant? Like, is this where he wanted to begin his uprising? Or is he just hiding and Danny just happened to stumble upon him?
No, it was very intentional. Danny is living near Milwaukee because of the environment and because there's lots of wetlands in Wisconsin and like Michigan, Minnesota, that area. So it's...
And if the movies are to be believed, then the ogres do prefer swamps and wetlands.
Yes, that is true. So the Shrek was already in these areas because of the environment, and as stated later in the video, which we can explain later, he is intent on destroying Danny.
Okay.
So they both sort of came to this area independently, but almost with intentions of finding each other there.
Okay. So so did Danny have any notion about the Shrek being real before he met the Shrek in these woods?
He does, yeah. He knows it's real. He's trying to make it sound dramatic in these videos, but he knew the whole time that the Shrek is real.
Okay, so the Shrek is real video, him talking to us, is also potentially manipulative.
Yes, it might be.
All right. Okay, so the next thing he says is, I saw the Shrek in these woods. The Shrek is real. After a fight with my grandmother, I started walking around these woods. The green ogre ran up to me, and he smashed me down to the ground, put my face in the dirt, and said, I know you are the strongest of your race. I must destroy you. So if what he is saying that Shrek said is believed to be true, he's implying that Danny is the strongest of his race, which is presumably the human race.
So this is where it gets tricky.
Okay.
So Danny was visiting his grandmother, and he could sense that Shrek was near. And he knew he had to have an encounter with him. He didn't know how it would turn out, but he knew it was meant to happen. So
okay.
He intentionally upset his grandma so that he would have an excuse to leave and to go out to the woods. Or I guess for all we know, he made up that part. It's not super important. Mm-hmm. But when Shrek says he is the strongest of his race, in this video, he definitely makes you want to believe that he's saying that Danny is the strongest human. But what he actually means is that Danny is the strongest ogre.
Oh. So Danny's an ogre too.
Yes, he is.
Okay. That's fascinating. So he can presumably transform into what looks like a human.
Yes. So Danny is a direct descendant of Shrek's sister. So Shrek himself can live much longer than normal ogres do. Normal ogres don't usually live for 900 years or whatever.
Okay.
But Danny is a direct descendant of Shrek's sister, and part of what makes him so powerful is a trait that Shrek's sister had that he did not, that he is jealous of, and that's being able to appear as being perfectly human.
Okay. Yeah, that's what the story was saying in the Green Children of Woolpit, that her skin changed. Okay.
Right. So he's not the only descendant. She has many descendants spread around. We don't really know who they are. But yeah, just through a mixture of both training and just genetic chance, Danny happens to be the most powerful of her descendants.
Okay. So is it powerful in what way? Like, is he just literally the strongest? Like, he's the buffest? Or does he have some sort of psychic powers? Like, how is he the strongest?
He is physically strong in a lot of senses, and he also, part of his strength is just being able to so well disguise himself as being a human and mm-hmm. being able to blend into society perfectly without anyone ever suspecting a thing.
That would be a powerful tool for an ogre, especially one such as Shrek, which wants to take over the world. Okay. So you said earlier that Danny went into the woods knowing that he would encounter Shrek. Is he familiar? Do we know if he's familiar with Shrek's plans to take over the world?
I believe he does. Even if he doesn't know exactly what Shrek wants to do, he does know that Shrek is planning something. Like, when the movies came out about him, he knew something was up.
Okay, yeah. So perhaps he went into the woods too. Perhaps, yeah, like, maybe not necessarily to go fight him, but to go, you know, figure out what's going on. That could be one of the reasons.
Yeah.
Okay. So if he's the strongest of his race, so this happens right when, so according to him, Shrek comes up to him and slams him down to the ground. That would presumably be because, you know, he got the drop on him. He surprised him. That's why he was able to slam him down to the ground, if he is to be believed that he is weaker than Danny. Shrek is weaker than Danny.
Yeah. Part of this is Danny not necessarily expecting Shrek to attack him. Yeah. And then also not wanting to reveal his full potential to the Shrek.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah. he sort of just lets it happen.
Yeah, you don't want to expose your true power level. Could it be that perhaps, especially later, like, I mean, he captured him, but, you know, later in the video when Danny is calling for help, essentially, to go defeat the Shrek, perhaps either, maybe Danny isn't as strong as he wants us to, as he's leading us to believe, or maybe, there's some sort of, you know, Shrek has some sort of advantage over him, that he needs all this equipment to go defeat Shrek.
That's a possibility. We don't know as much about Danny as we would like to know, his specific intentions. We honestly don't know if he's good or if he is bad. For all we know, the Shrek actually isn't as bad as we're led to believe, and Danny is the evil one. It's hard to tell just based on the evidence that we have, but
yeah.
My theory is that Danny wants to make a scene. That's why he went out running for help. That's why he made this video. So when he was calling for help, he didn't actually personally need it, but he wanted to have that police record filed. He wanted to have something to mention in his video, just to raise public awareness.
That is interesting. Yeah. Yeah. The reasons for wanting that could be nefarious or perhaps not.
Yeah.
Who knows? That is interesting.
We have lots of evidence to believe that the Shrek is evil. But for all we know, that is manufactured and he isn't actually as bad as we are led to believe.
Yeah, perhaps. All right.
So I guess now I would like to go into some of the evidence that we do have about Shrek and Danny's intentions.
Mm-hmm.
So Shrek, as far as we know, is intending to take over something. He wants to take over, we don't know if he wants the whole planet, if he wants to take over Milwaukee, who knows.
Yeah. Okay. And we don't know, you know, necessarily what he's planning to do with this power once he achieves it.
Right. So he's been waiting for his opportunity to be able to do this, which hasn't come until the past, like, 20, 30 years, because of the way our media now spreads. So he's much better able to spread positive media about himself now. So he went to the children's book author William Steig, and made him create a children's book. This was in the year 1990 that the book was published. So, like, Shrek didn't have the... He was sort of testing the waters with his idea of spreading propaganda. With this, he didn't want to do anything too big. So we had Steig write the book Shrek, which is what the movie was later based on. And it's just a... I haven't actually read the book, but it's based on the Wikipedia article. It's about Shrek Shrek leaving the swamp and rescuing some princess. Same very baseline level story as the movie. But at the same time, there was a movie released also in the year 1990 called Shrek. This is spelled Shrek, though.
Oh.
And both of these were named after the actor, the German actor Max Schreck. That's Schreck. So two extra letters for his name. And they created these movies. I guess I should explain first that Shrek didn't have a name at this point, or at least not a constant name. So he gave the author and the creator of this movie that he had made, this first Shrek with a C, they let him decide what name he should go by, because he wanted them, since they're humans and better accustomed to this stuff, be able to choose a name that would be appealing. And Shrek doesn't totally understand human ways, so he couldn't really judge if judge the name itself, but he was blackmailing and potentially torturing these men, so he trusted that they would be following his will. But in reality, William Steig and Carl Denham, the director of the movie Shrek, chose his name very intentionally to leave a message for us, because they were coerced and blackmailed into making these movies. They intentionally named it after this German actor, Max Schreck, as that actor played Count Orlok in the 1922 silent film Nosferatu.
Ooh.
So
I also see that, I also see on the Wikipedia page for the Schreck book by William Steig, it says that the name Schreck is a romanization of the Yiddish word Schreck, corresponding to German Schreck, spelled C-H with this another C, meaning fear or fright. So Schreck, with its German base, is definitely not a positive word.
Yeah, they were trying to deliver this message. And specifically naming it after Max Schreck, the actor who plays the vampire in Nosferatu, was trying to signal to the public that secretly, so Schreck himself wouldn't find out, that Schreck is immortal in some sense, I guess. He lives indefinitely like a vampire, seeing as he's been around since the 12th century.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I guess I can quote from Wikipedia. Count Orlok is, quote, he is known as the bird of death who feasts upon the blood of living humans. He is believed to have been created by Belial, the lieutenant demon of Satan. So, ooh. In naming him Schreck, they definitely were delivering a message with that.
Okay.
And they spelled it different ways just to not make it obvious to Schreck himself what the naming scheme was. But also in the movie Schreck, with the C, the one from 1990, this was actually, I think I misspoke earlier, only William Steig was forced into writing this book. He just teamed up with Carl Denham to make this movie as well. Schreck didn't have a part of it, and the movie is actually about, if I remember correctly, three guys performing some, I think they do it sarcastically, perform some ritual, but then accidentally end up summoning a German Nazi, like resurrecting some Nazi named Max Schreck.
Ooh. Okay.
So we don't know why, but Schreck somehow has the ability to live longer than regular ogres or people.
Okay. And the evidence definitely does kind of suggest that Schreck's motives are likely, like, his motives or either his methods are definitely not a very, like, pure and just type thing. It's definitely sinister, at least for humans.
Right, as far as we can tell. Although there was also suspicion that maybe people were making these with good intentions, and they were choosing to do it, and maybe Schreck isn't actually as bad as we think, and maybe these people leaving these secret messages for people like us to find, maybe those are the actual falsehoods, and they're trying to lead people like me and you, who research into the lore of this stuff, believe that he is evil when in reality he's not.
Yeah, it can be tough when you have multiple people involved with creating different things that might have different motives for doing so and trying to manipulate us with between the movies and the books and the Schreck is Real video. Yeah, without their motives being clear,
yeah,
it can definitely be hard to know who to trust.
And we have no personal accounts of anyone meeting Schreck except for stories from the Green Children of Woolpit and from this video, The Schreck is Real.
That is true.
So it's very hard to know the truth about who's good, who's evil, if it's even that simple, what people's motives are, but we can get good ideas and good guesses.
Okay. Ready to move on to the next section of the video?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So next he says he took his green freak hands and smashed glass with them. And he said, eat your new dinner. So that's kind of a bizarre thing to do. He's trying to feed smashed glass to Danny?
Well, Danny is exaggerating this part. He is trying to portray Shrek in a demeaning way because Shrek is still green and can't disguise himself as a human as Danny himself can. So he's sort of making fun of Shrek, calling him, saying he has these green freak hands.
Okay. So did the smashing glass and telling him to eat it, do we believe that that actually happened, or perhaps that's just a fabrication to make him seem more malicious?
That possibly could have happened. If it did, it was likely just Shrek trying to inflict pain somehow. No.
Okay.
Specific okay. significance to that.
All right, so his weakness isn't smashed glass or anything.
No.
So, all right. So then he said he brought out the donkey. The donkey is not the cute, cuddly friend from the movies that we all know. So, yeah, so you mentioned this, that the donkey that is this sort of different beast, almost otherworldly, despite being from our world.
Yeah, so Danny refers to him as the donkey, but there isn't really anything proper about this donkey, this creature.
Yeah, in the movies, there is just the one donkey, so yeah. It could just be because that's what we know as from the movies,
right.
Is the donkey.
Yeah, so he says it that way to make it more understandable for us.
That makes sense. Yeah, so he says, the donkey is a hideous brown beast. He brought him out on a leash, and for every one human American tooth he has 5 million evil teeth. Yeah, so yeah, so we've already gone over this, but yeah, so that would, I imagine that Shrek had been selectively breeding the donkeys so that they have these sort of ferocious traits.
Well, not selectively breeding. It would have been too difficult for him to try to do that. He essentially goes to Africa to the spot where these creatures live and then just captures one when he needs. They're okay. too vicious for him to be able to capture multiple of them at a time and specify which ones he wants to breed. So the next part... we're going to try to keep this podcast clean. This video isn't particularly clean, so maybe we should have mentioned that before, but there's a reference made, and that is Shrek trying to get potential DNA of Danny to be able to potentially analyze it to view what makes him different, why he is able to disguise himself as a human so well.
Yes.
Though Shrek...
Yeah, Shrek would want to...
Yeah.
Shrek would want to steal that power for himself if he could somehow find a way.
Yeah. But Shrek doesn't... I mean, he doesn't really have access to the tools right now to be able to analyze DNA, but he plans to get that in the future, so he wants to get resources now so that when he has... He wants to get samples now, so when he has the resources to do DNA analysis in the future, when he has power over humans, that he can then potentially genetically alter himself.
Okay.
So the next part is that they throw lunch meat at him and hold the donkey at bay. This is just a scare tactic to try to scare Danny.
Using the lunch meat as sort of a bait for the donkey.
Yeah, but then holding it back just to scare Danny. Doesn't really do anything for Danny. Danny knows what's going on.
Yeah, Danny, being the strongest of his race, he could presumably defeat a donkey, since Shrek is able to at least at some point contain them.
Yeah.
Perhaps. So then next he says, then when they were arguing over who will get my top and who will get my bottom, this is what I mentioned earlier, that they're arguing to some degree. Perhaps it was more of the donkey just being like, wow, I really want to like dig into this guy, and Shrek is like, nah. Like, I don't know, it could just be something like that, because the donkey is, from as far as we know, a pretty feral creature. It's not really a...
Yeah, this was Danny's understanding of the encounter. It was more that the donkey is just a ferocious being, and he wants to devour human flesh if he can.
And perhaps Shrek was saying something like, no, I want to devour his flesh too. Like, I don't eat all of it, kind of thing like that.
Yeah.
Like, just as an intimidation sort of
thing. Yeah. So we don't know if Shrek himself is actually a vampire, or if they were just making vampire references to him for his nature of being able to live for hundreds of years. But this part would suggest that maybe he actually is some kind of ogre vampire, wanting flesh from a human. So that's an interesting thing to think about.
All right. So then Danny says, I decided this is the time to run. And I, so he would presumably be, he was able to escape. I mean, as he was, you know, kind of being beat, had lunch meat thrown at him, but he was able to escape. Maybe he mustered his strength, or perhaps they just weren't paying attention while Shrek was trying to contain the donkey.
Yeah, this is part of what makes Danny so powerful, just that he has better wits than Shrek. He was able to find an opportunity to escape. He didn't use any brute force in this encounter. He was just smart enough to find an opening where Shrek wasn't paying attention and get away.
Makes sense. All right. So then he ran away in front of a police car. The police did not believe his story. So that does make sense. I mean, but that does kind of beg the question of why would, I mean, if this video is to be considered to be manipulative, he'd be saying that, oh, the police didn't believe me, to make him seem almost like a victim. Like, oh, you know, they didn't believe me, but it's real.
Yeah.
But if he really did tell police, that does seem kind of bizarre.
I think he actually did tell the police. He did it with the intention of getting an actual police report filed, because he's serious about taking out Shrek right now, even if this goes on his personal police history records. Okay. He wants to have physical evidence for the encounter.
Okay, that's interesting. All right, so they didn't believe him, and then they arrested him for public nudity.
Yeah. Yeah, again, this was just part of the trying to get the attention.
Okay. Yeah, so being like, oh, I'm a victim. They arrested me. They didn't believe me. I was attacked. Yeah, that would make sense if this is to be a manipulative video. So, yeah, then he says, and I'm here to clear my name. So, yeah, so he would be, if this was a manipulative video, this would be him saying, like, oh, I've been wronged, and I'm here to make it right.
Yeah.
And you have to help me. So then things start to get interesting. So he says, I will be the leader. I will be the general. I will lead the army into the woods to destroy him. So yeah, we mentioned this earlier as, like, you know, why would he need all this help? And yeah, if I remember correctly, that it was in order to get sort of public interest and to get a public big scene going on.
Yeah, and if Danny himself can defeat Shrek, then that would mean that he gets a public rallying, and that potentially he could take over in the ways that Shrek wanted to. Or this could also just, he could have perfectly good intentions, wanting to keep Shrek away from control, and he just wants, and this encounter, as he says, it is true and is obviously more powerful than Shrek, because Shrek himself would have admitted it, but isn't powerful enough to fully destroy Shrek and the donkey at the same time in a single fight. So we don't really know.
Yeah, especially since now that they've had an encounter and they've had hostilities, they know that they have to fight. So it's possible that, yeah, he wants an army and all this equipment just to make sure he's not underestimating Shrek, that he doesn't lay a trap or perhaps get 500 donkeys or who knows. Yeah. So yeah, that would be a good reason for why he would want this. So then he starts listing off a bunch of items that he needs to destroy Shrek. He starts off with $50 million. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. You could do a lot with $50 million, you know, hire people to fight for you, purchase weaponry and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
And then next he says he needs 3 million guns. That is a lot of guns.
That is a lot of guns. He does not have planned to have an army of 3 million people. you would notice he doesn't mention anywhere that he needs ammo. So this is sort of just like doing a Matrix thing where you don't want to waste time reloading when you're fighting something like the Shrek.
I see.
If you run out of ammo, just drop the gun, grab a new one.
Okay, that makes sense. So then next he says trees that can get out of the water and walk.
Yeah, so this is where it gets interesting. So as we know, Danny himself is an ogre, like the Shrek. So he is used to being in swampland. And if Danny has... Well, so I guess Danny and the Shrek both fight better in swampland. But because Danny is more powerful than Shrek, when they're in swampland, Danny's advantage increases more than Shrek's advantage does.
Okay.
So it will give him a slight advantage over Shrek. So the intention of having trees that can get out of the water and walk is so that he can have swampland wherever they need it. That he can bring the swamp with him. So when Danny's fighting with his army, he's not going to want it to be swampland. That's why the trees have to be mobile, so they can get out of the way. Because the people in the army are going to be at a disadvantage in a swamp, while Shrek will be at an advantage. And Danny himself will also get an advantage, but because his entire army will get the disadvantage, it's not worth it while they're there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But if he gets into a one-on-one encounter with the Shrek, then he wants to be able to turn it into swampland.
I think in addition, depending on how localized like the mobile swamps are, like how small he could make them, he could even, you know, take the swamp away from where Shrek is and give him a swamp. So that puts him at an advantage.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if they're in a fist fight, he probably couldn't. But I mean, if he's like firing guns and stuff, then he could probably try and move the swamp away from Shrek.
Yeah, yeah, he could set up trap swamplands to give Shrek like a sense of security and then evacuate the swamp so that Shrek is left in the dirt.
I gotta say, that's a pretty genius plan. I never really understood why he would want trees that can get out of the water and walk, but that does make a lot of sense, now that you put it that way. So next he says he wants 3 good Terminators. That's presumably referring to Terminators that are, I believe, shown in the sequels to Terminator. You know, ones that are more advanced. You know, they look like people, they turn invisible, go through walls, stuff like that.
Yeah, so this is where it gets difficult to interpret, because this has very different meanings depending on intentions. So Danny is wanting good Terminators. So if Danny himself is good, then that means these Terminators would fight for him and they would help him destroy Shrek. Pretty self-explanatory.
Oh, so he means good Terminators, as in good and evil good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the other side of this would be, it almost makes it sound like Danny has to be good, because if he has good Terminators, then if he was evil, then they would fight against him.
That makes sense.
But the intricacies come when he mentions that he wants 3 good Terminators. I was unable to find specific evidence about this. I will be consulting my AP US history teacher for this. But I remember in US history, there were many times when 3-pronged attacks were used, and they always failed. So he could be, because they're difficult to coordinate having 3 different groups, and it's just not an effective strategy, even though it often seems like it should be. So if Danny himself is evil and he has 3 good Terminators on Shrek's side, because in that case Shrek would potentially be the good one,
okay,
that would result in them likely attempting a 3-pronged attack and inevitably failing.
That's fascinating. It could be a sort of double bluff type deal, you know, where he wants the Terminators, but really it's to make Shrek, you know. That's interesting. All right, so next up he says he wants 5 Hulks, presumably referring to the superhero, the Marvel superhero, but, I mean, it could be something else.
Yeah, I haven't come up with explanation for specifically five Hulks.
Mm-hmm. It could just be, you know, he just wants a lot of Hulks.
Yeah, that would make sense. You
know, more is better.
Yeah, just like things to fight for him. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. So I think we might want to, depending on what some of these future items are, we might want to get this out of the way. As far as we know, both Terminators and Hulks are fictional creations. There aren't actual Hulks and Terminators. So either these things exist that he knows about them and we don't, or, you know, he wants these things, he wants new technology to be created for this. You know, like, he wants to somehow develop Hulks kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know how he plans to obtain these kinds of things.
Okay. I mean, he could just be, you know, setting his sights super high so that, like, people just try and get him as much stuff as they can.
Yeah.
Rather than just, you know, set aiming too low. He just wants to get as good stuff as he can. So then he says he wants the Green Goblin costume with the RoboCop helmet. You know, that's very specific.
Yeah. So here he just says he wants a Green Goblin costume, not the actual outfit.
Oh, yeah, it's just a costume.
So I'm going to break the meta here for a minute and say I have not seen RoboCop.
Neither have I.
Okay. So I don't really know what his helmet does.
I mean, I assume, yeah, I don't know. I'm sure I could find something about that, but I assume it, you know, it gives him some sort of, you know, similar advantage that other helmets do, but.
Yeah. So I guess this could just be, and in the video, Danny demonstrates the act of putting a helmet on when he's describing it. So he's likely wanting this RoboCop helmet for himself, likely just to give him a combat advantage.
Okay. Yeah, like it's just, it's not really a weapon necessarily, but just as some, or it also just could be an intimidation type thing, because a RoboCop helmet is pretty cool. It's got, like, you know, the cool flat laser eye looking thing.
Yeah.
Alright. So then after that, he says he needs 6 Transformers. Again, you know, similar to the Hulks. We don't really know if he can obtain these kind of
things. Yeah, and if he sets the expectation, like, I need a Transformer, then people are probably going to think that, like, oh, that's unrealistic, Transformers aren't real. But if he says he needs 6, then it makes it sound much more intentional, and people will be much more likely to take him seriously and try to actually develop this technology.
That does make sense, yeah.
And Transformers would act well as transportation, especially because there are different types. They can be planes or, I don't know if I've seen any like this, but boats or cars.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe some that would traverse well in swampland. Yeah. Okay. Then he says he wants a cup of alien blood that is also acid.
Yeah, so this,
he only needs a cup of it.
Yeah. So, as I mentioned earlier, we don't know where ogres came from. They might be from some land underneath the earth. They might be from outer space. This could suggest that potentially when he says alien blood, he's referring to ogre blood. Maybe ogres actually are aliens.
It is possible.
So this could potentially be for himself, like if he needs some kind of blood doping to be able to give himself a boost. Or it could be used as some kind of, just like an acid to, as a form of a weapon against Shrek.
Yeah, he does specify that it's, has to be acid. So it's, I mean, their blood might not be inherently acidic. It might be, he wants some sort of blood that's mixed with acid kind of thing. Maybe that could possibly give him an advantage, or yeah, possibly as a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing is interesting, because as you mentioned, I mean, this video doesn't reveal the fact that he's an ogre, so he could be trying to hide that, but he says, my dead dad to come back to life and tell me he loves me. So, I mean, presumably his actual father would be an ogre, or perhaps he is a half ogre or something, but yeah, well, like, what's the deal with that?
He might be a half ogre. I think this makes it very reasonable to assume that his father was an ogre, whether his mother was or not. His father very likely was, and he would want this because Shrek has had no family for the past like 900 years.
Yeah.
So, but Danny has been able to, he's had a family. He's he hasn't been living for nearly as long. So if Danny's dead dad were to come back to life, tell him he loves him, then that would just be lots of emotional strain put on the Shrek.
Yeah, it'd possibly infuriate him, because, I mean, he's already jealous of Danny's ability to change his form, and, yeah, I imagine he's jealous of his having more family than he is.
Yeah. Also, for the public perspective, it could simply just be he's trying to make, like, a classic movie moment of a dead ancestor, a dead relative, delivering a nice message. He just wants to give people who watch this a good feeling.
Yeah, again, with the whole, you know, playing to the victim mentality type thing. Yeah, that is fascinating. And then his final parting words are, "Only you could help me destroy Shrek." Which does seem perfectly in line with the rest of what we need. You know, like, he's just gathering as much as he can. He wants to really put the pressure on the viewer to, like, wow, I gotta help this guy.
Yeah, that's his call to arms, to encourage people to join his army to destroy the Shrek.
Mm-hmm. Alright, well, Will, we've gotten through the video. Do you have any other lore that we haven't covered yet? Anything else? I'm trying to think if I have any
other...
Let
me go through my notes.
...burning questions.
Let's see. Oh, so the author of the book Shrek died in 2003 at age 95. So I would say that's very reasonable evidence to assume that Shrek has not discovered the hidden messages in Shrek.
Yeah.
Because he probably would have killed the author if he knew about it. But this author lived a long time. And he died of natural causes, as far as we know, so I think it's reasonable to assume that, at least as of 2003, Shrek did not know about those.
Okay. I mean, really, this is a very... this is a story that is very much shrouded in mystery. We don't completely understand, you know, where these ogres came from, or even really what their motives are. We kind of have a vague idea of some of their goals, but... We don't really, like, it's possible that we don't truly know what their desires are. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's a lot of ambiguity, which makes it very fascinating. It's a very interesting lore story. So, yeah, I think that just about does it. I think that's a pretty comprehensive look into the lore of the Shrek is Real. Said a hip hop, a hibbity hop, said a hip dip dop dip skibbity bop.